This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday, March 8th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, Mayor Mary Bachran talks trees in Paonia. First, these headlines. Planet Bluegrass has announced they are moving forward with the Telluride Bluegrass Festival this year. The Telluride Daily Planet reports the new idea is for lower audience numbers and multiple shows over several weekends. Discussions between the town and organizer Craig Ferguson involved town parks' capacity to allow for social distancing and this year eliminating craft vendors, night grass shows, and the volunteer program. COVID cases have dropped and restrictions have eased. Town Park could host a maximum of 2,500 people, accounting for social distancing. The festival usually hosts 12,000 fans. Telluride is not taking a position on requiring vaccinations. The Delta Library building may soon house the Sheriff Department's administration and dispatch instead of the library, according to the Delta County Citizen Report newsletter. At a work session last week, Delta County commissioners discussed finding a new location for the town's library closer to downtown. The move would help the county expand space for the Sheriff's Department facility, including the expansion of the jail at its current location. Colorado lawmakers have signed off on spending tens of millions of dollars this year to improve the state's wildfire preparedness. The Colorado Sun reports a bill on the governor's desk increases the state's current contracts for two single-engine air tankers for 240 days, up from 150, for a cost of about $600,000. The bill would also lease two helicopters and a large air tanker for much longer than their current lease. Colorado only owns two aircraft dedicated to firefighting and only tracks blazes, not fighting them. Water scarcity in the Colorado River Basin is causing some states to rethink long-standing tenets of Western water law. From Arizona Public Media in Tucson, Ariane Brochus reports.
Like most Western states, Arizona water rights are use it or lose it, meaning that if farmers or ranchers don't use their full amount for a certain number of years, they risk forfeiting their rights forever. That makes it tough to encourage conservation. But a bill recently signed by Governor Doug Ducey allows for users to enter into a voluntary conservation plan that keeps their water right protected. Kim Mitchell is a senior water policy advisor with Western Resource Advocates.
So it'll result in additional water flowing in Arizona's rivers, which benefit, of course, ecosystems and other water right holders and a wide range of downstream water users.
Users can conserve water for a period of up to 10 years without losing their rights. I'm Ariana Brochus in Tucson, Arizona.
A group of Indian law scholars is arguing for indigenous knowledge to be admissible as court testimony. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
Some indigenous history is preserved in stories, songs, and ceremonies that are passed down orally, rather than written records. Leaders of the Jemez Pueblo say oral histories prove its aboriginal ties to Valles Caldera, an area of federally managed land in northern New Mexico. But in 2019, a district judge dismissed those histories as hearsay and struck down the Pueblo's land claim. The tribe has filed an appeal, and now 9 Indian law scholars have signed onto a brief arguing for the Pueblo's oral histories to be considered. This includes Robert Hershey with the University of Arizona School of Law. He says that dismissal was based in harmful stereotypes that cast indigenous knowledge as primitive.
You can't divorce these stereotypes from the colonial structures, and by colonial structures, I mean, for example, evidentiary rules that prevent the admission of a great amount of oral or traditional history in court.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
Last Wednesday, there was a small gathering of children and parents aiming to prevent a 70-foot elm tree on 3rd Street in Paonia from elimination. This re-energized the debate on tree removal in town. KVNF's Kate Redmond speaks with Mayor Mary Bachran about the issue.
The town of Paonia has been cutting down trees near downtown that interfere with the sidewalks and water pipes. When they began a campaign a couple years ago to remove giant elms that neared 40 inches in diameter, it changed the landscape on a couple of streets in particular. After public outcry, the town stepped back and created an advisory tree board and hired an arborist to assess the old-growth trees. Cami Long, who is a master arborist with the Forest Service in Grand Junction, came to Paonia to do a comprehensive assessment. Here is Mayor Mary Bachran on the study.
She surveyed 177 trees or something like that and assessed the health on every single one of them. So that now, when there is a need for a tree to possibly be taken out, we have a process first. We have a document that we can look at and say, is the tree diseased or not? Is it savable or does it need to be removed? Or do we just need to do some remediation efforts? And then we contact the homeowner and say, what do you want done with this tree? And then we make a decision as to what we're going to do.
While elm trees are drought resistant, they are thirsty and go looking for water pipes underground. They have been the species most targeted for removal because of this and also because they break up sidewalks. Again, here is Mayor Backron.
The Forest Service considers them a noxious weed. They also have some significant problems in that they keep their leaves later in the year. So if we get a big snow, they're much more likely to drop branches. And they do drop branches as they get older. They need to be trimmed. They need to be taken care of because they are a tree that is not suited for this environment.
The strip of land between the sidewalk and the street, that actually belongs to the town. Is that correct?
That belongs to the homeowner, but the town has an easement on that. But the trees that are growing in that easement are the town's trees. So the town really has the right to take them down if we want to, but we don't want to just go around there hacking trees down. We want to get community input.
What is the function of the tree board?
The tree board has several functions. One is to maintain our Arbor Day designation, Tree City USA designation, and to run Arbor Day every year, to maintain a website and come up with a comprehensive tree plan and do educational things through the website. And then the final thing is if we want advice on something tree related, the town administrator can ask them.
Are there arborists on the tree board?
No, there are not. And this was a big bone of contention a couple years back when they were asked to assess trees. And they said, no way, we don't have a qualified person on the tree board to do that.
Some towns and cities have arborists who come in and prune trees that are along the streets. Does the town of Paonia care for those trees in that way?
No, we require the homeowners to take care of that piece of it. We do all the tree trimming, you know, down Grand Avenue and in the parks.
How many trees have been taken out since last year?
We took out 4 trees on Box Elder. We took out 2 trees on Main Avenue, and those were requested by the owner.
How are you addressing the criticism of people who say that the trees should be preserved above other infrastructure?
It's a liability issue. We can't have trees destroying the infrastructure of the town. Some of those trees that were taken out on Box Elder were also invading the water pipes that were under that street. And that's a big water main that runs down Box Elder. We do mitigation where we can, but sometimes you just can't mitigate those effects. And you have to take that into consideration.
I'm Kate Redmond for KVNF.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to reporter Kate Redmond, and thank you for supporting local, independent public media. KVNF's Virtually Together, Closer Than Ever membership drive starts on St. Patrick's Day. You don't have to wait until then to update your membership. Drop a check in the mail or sign up on our website, kvnf.org. Just click the donate button.